Proclamation number 5442 of 19th of July, 1952. Spiritual shallowness. Urgency of helping. A spiritual mission has to be accepted and carried out entirely voluntarily, for all coercion hinders its effect. But the free will to do so emerges from love for me and for the neighbor, otherwise the human being would never offer himself for such a mission which only has pure spiritual intentions and pursues a pure spiritual purpose. When a person's love for me and his neighbor impels him to lead him to me, because he knows that the distance from me is a wretched effect on his fellow human being's soul and because he knows that I take pleasure in every soul which returns to me again, then only will he succeed in his mission, because love is the strength which brings about success. I can only make people aware of their spiritual adversity. The will to remedy it must awaken in a human being's heart and spur him on to further action. Although I myself am always the driving force, it is my love which I bestow upon you, who want to be of service to me, which constantly stimulates the desire in you to help those who are in need. And my love can influence you in this way because you are of good will. The danger of spiritual shallowness is immense among people. Nothing else leaves a deeper impression, whatever they encounter. Everything is viewed pure earthly, but there is never a spiritual meaning or explanation recognized. Humanity cannot be influenced more in any other way. Even the greatest catastrophes only affect them inasmuch as their own possessions are lost as a result, yet those who are not affected only take note of them but the events do not leave a deeper impression. Scorn and derision only affect those who believe they recognize a spiritual connection. People are so superficial and it is unspeakably difficult to touch their hearts so that they open themselves up to the spiritual influence and come to a realization. It is also unspeakably difficult for you, who have taken on this mission, to be heard by the people of the world. And yet, you are the most likely to make them think, because you live amongst them and yet walk a path which is unknown to them. They have no desire to follow you on this path and yet they wonder where your path might lead to. The very fact that you walk amongst them and think and act differently from them can stimulate them to think, and that's what is necessary in order to be able to continue to have an effect. But I know about every soul, about its degree of maturity. I also know that only a few are still to be won and I do not leave them to their fate but send you across their path. I myself can only influence them through you, and that is your mission, that you create the connection between them and me, that you give me the opportunity to speak to people without coercion of will. They will not recognize me but listen to the words as emanating from you, and yet, something will stick because my power is effective where I am but listened to. No encounter you will have is arbitrary, just as no happening around you is pointless and purposeless at all, yet the human being's will itself decides the effect on himself, on his soul. I am pleased about your cooperation yet you, too, have to carry out this work of your own free will. Which is why I cannot prove the importance of your work to you by means of unusual signs but only demand your belief in it, that I need you in the last days before the end because there is immense spiritual hardship on earth and in the spiritual kingdom as well and that I bless you for your will to help and your loving cooperation. Amen.